This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. BC Ferries has seen an increase in cancellations along all routes, including the Cortez Island, Quadra Island, Campbell River routes that connect our rural community with Vancouver Island. Cause of the BC Ferries annual report on cancellations and their causes reported that between July and September of this year, the Campbell River Q Cove route had 48 cancellations due to crew shortages. The Harriet Bay Whaletown route had 10 cancellations due to crew shortages, for a total of 58 cancellations due to crew shortages. On the larger scale, 39.3% of cancellations are caused by crew shortages in this July to September range, and 81% of those cancellations are affecting minor routes, which includes the Cortez Ferry routes. I spoke with a BC worker on the condition of anonymity because of the fear of retribution. This BC worker has been with the company for more than 5 years, and I asked them, why have they stayed with the company for over 5 years? The worker replied, quote, "The last 5 years working for BC Ferries has been particularly difficult in terms of changes within the management and the corporation and how they treat their employees." Unquote. When asked why they stayed with the company, they replied, quote, "I've learned some skills that I didn't have before I embarked upon this, but quite honestly, I wonder if it's worth continuing. It's that bad." Unquote. I asked the BC Ferries worker, in their experience, what were the reasons why they had seen their colleagues leave the company? They replied, quote, "It's a combination of things. Non-competitive pay. If you look at recent labor contracts in the marine industry, BC Ferries already was behind. We have fallen further behind. That's one part of the equation. It is almost as important as how we are treated, and we are treated poorly in a multitude of ways." The BC worker continued, "Whether it be not paying for hours worked according to the collective agreement, whether that be pressure to accept overtime, otherwise ships won't sail, that's unfortunately a corporation problem. It's not an employee problem. How we were treated during COVID and the massive layoffs that BC Ferries management did, that was later found to be legal. There was a substantial sentiment against the corporation for that." Unquote. The BC Ferries worker continued to list the grievances of employees that they've seen leave the company. Quote, "It's things like how they dispute fines and penalties from WorkSafe when there's a wrongful death. It's about implementing a payroll system that is severely flawed and is not paying people. Scheduled overtime, it's in the union's view, in compliance with the Canadian Shipping Act. In terms of record keeping on board ship, in terms of hours worked by individual crew members, it's a multitude of things." Unquote. I asked the BC Ferries worker how the recent staffing shortages have related to canceled sailings amongst our local Quadra Island, Cortez, Campbell River routes. They responded, quote, "With the implementation of the Island class, the company lobbied Transport Canada to bring the minimum safe manning levels down to 5 people. That is for the Campbell River Quadra Island ferry. They are finding on many of the routes, it's simply not enough crew to safely operate the vessel. And they're actually putting on, at their option, extra crew because it's not working." Unquote. CKTZ asked, "Are you witnessing inequity amongst the way that BC Ferries is treating their employees?" The BC worker, speaking on the condition of anonymity, responded, quote, "Certain groups of employees are having their housing paid for by BC Ferries, and others are not. Particularly pertinent to Cortez, the cost of living on Cortez is different to the cost of living in Campbell River. All of these island-class ferries are always based in the smallest community, Whaletown, Q Cove, and there's some emergency planning reasons for that. But where the company selectively chooses to favor one group of employees and provide them with housing, and not another group, creates inequity. The people who live on Cortez that work on the Quadra Cortez ferry should also be getting assistance with their living expenses. We have a pool of employees who not only have all their housing paid for, all of their accommodations paid for, but also all their food and all of their travel expenses. But if you take a regular job, you don't get that." Unquote. CKTZ asked this employee of BC Ferries what their biggest fear is for the future of BC Ferries, especially in these small communities. They responded, quote, "Their ability to crew the vessels with properly trained and certified people. And we're seeing that problem more and more. The fastest rising factor in cancellations is not weather or machinery. The greatest growing reason for ferry cancellations is lack of staff. It's not just that they're short of captains or they're just short of engineers. They're short of people that are willing to come to work for BC Ferries and be treated the way BC Ferries treats people." Unquote. I also spoke with a local Cortez resident to see how these staffing shortages are affecting essential need to travel on and off the island.
I spoke with community member Rebecca Carpenter, whom attended the last public meeting for Cortez Island residents, and I asked her how she was personally affected by the staffing shortages.
Yes, firstly, there's the housing issue. I know people that work on the ferry that live on their sailboats. So that's number one in terms of what kind of investments are BC Ferries making into housing. Like so many employers have had to do in the tourism section, particularly here on the West Coast. And I do get concerned when the actual staff, if there's an issue that you talk to them about, they literally give you a piece of paper that says to contact BC Ferries directly about it. And these are often issues that they've been trying to get addressed for a decade. Safety is really my big thing. If you've got safety down, I think everything else takes care of itself. There are people that live on Cortez that want to work for BC Ferries, but aren't able to get this route. They're going to quit. I know of one person. Part of the reason is, I think it might be that they want a different role and maybe there's not a position available in a higher level role than a deckhand.
Seems like a catch-22. You're not allowed to apply for a position with BC Ferries on our route unless you've secured housing. Do you want to secure housing before you've secured a job?
It's almost like it's incumbent upon locals to take those jobs. And I think maybe traditionally when I first moved here, that was a lot of what was taking place because they were people that lived here already and were year-round residents. They weren't just transient like a lot of people are. And a lot of those people have aged out and retired. Yeah, that worked on the ferries when I first moved here. And they still live here, but they're retired.
How long have you lived on Cortez Island?
16 years. My desire is to be a voice of encouraging them and supporting them so they can be their best. And for me, the starting place is just around this simple little route is around safety. That's going to encourage BC Ferries and not ruffle their feathers too much, because I find that you get a little more with sugar than you do with vinegar.
CKTZ also attended the most recent ferry advisory committee meeting that was open to the public. The meeting was originally going to be an open house in person at Manson's Hall, but within 24 hours of the scheduled meeting, the meeting was rescheduled as a virtual meeting instead due to the safety concerns of BC Ferries staff. CKTZ was present for that meeting, and the issue of housing affordability and staffing shortages was addressed by a BC Ferries representative.
I'm Brian Anderson, Vice President of Strategy and Engagement. In terms of workforce planning and the solutions to improving resiliency and having more reliability for the ferry, it is a multifaceted problem and it's going to require multiple solutions. In some cases, it's around housing and availability. In other cases, it's regarding to just affordability of wages and the cost of living in some of these communities compared to alternative opportunities that can be had by mariners and terminal staff in other communities. In some cases, it's related to our shift patterns and whether they are more or less desirable than shift patterns that can be achieved in other parts of our system or in other systems entirely. And in other cases, it's a combination of all those factors. And living away from home or living disconnected with family. And so the solutions aren't simple. We have hired a significant number of employees that has helped address the problem, but it's by no means the solution to the problem. We are working with our union on a wage reopener earlier than was in the collective agreement to try to address the wage side of things. And we've also adjusted our patterns for shifting and for crewing to ameliorate some of those conditions, to try to approach this problem from as many angles as possible. Ultimately, the success of that is shown in terms of how many sailings we are able to sail with the necessary crew and how many sailings we are unable to sail due to the lack of crew. And that's a measure that we publish every month. And we are making some progress. There's still more to go. And we seek your support in terms of anything that can be done around the accommodation side. If you're aware of accommodations that may be available for short or long-term rentals, those help. If you're aware of people who are looking to relocate to the island, those help. If you're aware of people who want to work for us and need to discuss or better understand the job offer, that's part of the solution as well. So there's going to be a lot of work over the next couple of years to fully address these ongoing challenges, but I can assure you that we're doing a lot.
On November 6th, the Tai'i reported, speaking with Eric McNeely, the president of the 4,000-member BC Ferry and Marine Workers Union. McNeely was quoted as saying, "The relationship between the employer and the employees is at an all-time low." He noted, "My members used to donate to food banks, and now they're doing withdrawals. I think there's a lot of ferry workers who are just barely hanging on. I have little choice but to believe the worst at this stage, which is to say that the relationship between our members and the management of this company is broken. I see this as nothing less than a total disregard for our members and our families, our needs, our rights, the requirement to put food on the table and a roof overhead." Unquote. In February 2022, the BC Ferry Authority released a report recommending that executive pay packages for the CEO and 8 vice CEOs be reduced by $105,000 each. Eric McNeely also commented on this report at the time, saying, "The potential to redirect funding from the executive 7th floor at the atrium in downtown Victoria to deck plates and work sites across BC will increase reliability and resilience within the ferry system." Unquote. CKTZ was unable to find any confirmation that these recommendations were implemented by BC Ferries. On November 8th, CKTZ reached out to BC Ferries for a specific comment in regard to allocation of staffing funds, housing staff, equitable opportunities for staff, and specifically retaining staff in rural communities like Cortez. BC Ferries failed to respond within 2 weeks of that initial request for comment.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.